Okay, here we go. WW5, December 10th, 0600 UTC. In 3, 2. Syrian rebels say leader Abu Mohammed al-Ghulani met for the first time Monday with the outgoing prime minister following the lightning advance by rebels who ousted President Bashar al-Assad. A statement posted on the rebels' Telegram channel said Ghulani met with Mohammed Ghazi Jalili, to coordinate. A statement posted on the rebels' Telegram channels said Ghulani met with Mohammed Ghazi Jalili to, quote, coordinate a transfer of power. Jalili told Sky News Arabia TV on Monday that most cabinet ministers are still working from offices in Damascus. However, Adam Abdel Moula, the United Nations resident and humanitarian coordinator for Syria, told the Associated Press that some key government services had shut down as anxious state workers stayed home. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday that the United States is determined to prevent the Islamic State group from reestablishing safe havens in Syria. Blinken said statements by rebel leaders toward building inclusive governance are welcome, but that the real measure will not be what they say, but what actions they take. The U.S. has designated Syria's main rebel group a terrorist organization, but as AP correspondent Norman Hall explains, the administration of President Joe Biden could still enter into talks with the rebels. The administration of President Joe Biden could still enter into talks with the rebels. A massive 5-day manhunt for the man suspected of the shooting death in New York City of the chief executive office of the biggest private health insurer in the U.S. ended Monday with the suspect's arrest. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has more on the man who has been formally charged with murder. That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Thompson's murder unleashed a wave of frustration from Americans who have seen health insurance companies deny coverage while the cost of keeping their insurance and medical care itself are steadily rising. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday designated a national monument at the site of a former Native American boarding school in the northern state of Pennsylvania to commemorate the resilience of tribes whose children were forced to attend the school. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.